Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something that keeps AI security architects up at night: Zero Trust Architecture for AI and ML Infrastructure. If you're still thinking about AI security in terms of perimeters and firewalls, you're fighting yesterday's war. Let's talk about how to actually secure these systems. Section: The Collapse of Perimeter Thinking in AI/ML Systems. Traditional perimeter security assumed a clear boundary. Inside was trusted, outside was hostile. That model died years ago for conventional IT, but many organizations are still applying it to their AI/ML infrastructure. This is catastrophically wrong. AI/ML systems present a fundamentally different attack surface. Your models consume external data feeds, third-party pre-trained weights, and community-contributed code. Your training pipelines span hybrid clouds. Your inference endpoints serve untrusted users who actively probe for adversarial inputs. There is no perimeter. Consider a typical enterprise ML pipeline. Data arrives from SaaS APIs, gets processed in Kubernetes clusters spanning AWS and on-prem. Models train on GPU nodes with broad network access. Artifacts land in S3 buckets, and inference happens at the edge. Every stage involves different trust domains, credentials, and attack vectors. MITRE ATLAS catalogs these threats systematically. Technique AML.T0010, ML Supply Chain Compromise, describes attacks on training data, model weights, and dependencies, vectors that perimeter defenses simply cannot address. The 2024 PyTorch supply chain incident, where malicious code was injected into Torch Triton, demonstrated this perfectly. Organizations with strong perimeter security were still compromised because they implicitly trusted PyPI packages. Zero trust for AI/ML means verifying every component at every stage, every data sample's provenance, every model weight's integrity, every inference request's legitimacy. This isn't paranoia, it's engineering reality. The NIST AIRMF 1.0 explicitly calls out the need for continuous verification throughout the AI lifecycle in its govern and map functions. The principle is simple: authenticate and authorize every interaction, whether it's a training batch, a model artifact, or an inference request. Assume breach. Verify continuously. Here's my take on this. Your AI pipeline has no perimeter. Data flows in from everywhere. Models get deployed anywhere. If you're still thinking in terms of inside versus outside, you've already lost. Section: Identity and Access Management for Non-Human Entities. Zero trust starts with identity, but in AI/ML systems, most identities aren't human. Your training jobs, data pipelines, model registries, and inference services all need machine identities that can be authenticated, authorized, and audited. Workload identity is the foundation. In Kubernetes environments, use spiff/spire to issue cryptographic identities to every pod. Here's a minimal Spire server configuration for ML workloads. Code example shown in the article for cloud-native deployments. Leverage platform-native workload identity. AWS IAM roles for service accounts, GCP workload identity, or Azure-managed identities. But don't stop there. These provide authentication, not authorization. Implement fine-grained authorization using Open Policy Agent, OPA. Define policies that restrict what each workload can access based on its identity, context, and the sensitivity of the resource. A training job for your recommendation model shouldn't have access to your fraud detection model's weights. The critical gap most organizations miss: model artifacts themselves need identity. When a model gets deployed, how do you know it's the model you trained? Sigstore's Cosign can sign ML artifacts just like container images. Integrate this with MLflow or your model registry to create an unbroken chain of custody from training to inference. Here's my take on this. In AI systems, machines vastly outnumber humans. Every training job, every pipeline stage, every model artifact needs a cryptographic identity you can verify. Section: Microsegmentation of the training pipeline. Training pipelines are high-value targets. They have access to sensitive data, expensive compute, and the ability to modify model behavior. Microsegmentation isolates each pipeline stage, limiting blast radius when, not if, a component gets compromised. Start by mapping your data flows. A typical pipeline includes data ingestion, pre-processing, feature engineering, training, validation, and artifact storage. Each stage should run in its own network segment with explicit allow lists for required communications. For Kubernetes-based training, Kubeflow, MLflow on Kubernetes, network policies are your first tool. Code example shown in the article. This policy allows training jobs to reach data storage and artifact registries, nothing else. No internet access, preventing exfiltration, no lateral movement to other namespaces. But network policies aren't enough. GPU nodes present unique risks. NVIDIA's MIG, multi-instance GPU, helps isolate workloads on shared hardware. But you also need to consider GPU memory attacks. Research has demonstrated cross-tenant data leakage through GPU memory in shared environments. For sensitive training, dedicate GPU nodes and implement memory clearing between jobs. Service mesh technologies like Istio or Linkerd add MTLS between all components, ensuring that even if an attacker gains network access, they can't intercept or spoof communications. Enable strict MTLS mode. Permissive mode defeats the purpose entirely. Here's my take on this. Your training pipeline is a chain, and attackers only need to compromise one link. Microsegmentation means every stage is its own fortress with explicit, minimal connectivity. Section: Securing Model Registries and Artifact Stores. Model registries are the crown jewels of AI infrastructure. A compromised model registry means every downstream deployment serves attacker-controlled models. This is MITRE ATLAS technique AML.T0010.002 in action. Compromise the model store on the inference. First, harden your registry itself. Whether you're using MLflow, Amazon SageMaker model registry, or weights and biases, apply defense in depth. Authentication required for all operations are back with least privilege. Audit logging of every access and modification. Encryption at rest using customer-managed keys. Implement model signing as a non-negotiable control. Every model artifact must be cryptographically signed before entering the registry, and signatures must be verified before deployment. Here's how to integrate cosign with a CI pipeline. Code example shown in the article, beyond signing, implement content trust policies. Your deployment pipelines should reject any model that lacks a valid signature from an approved key, has missing or invalid provenance metadata, comes from an unrecognized source, or fails integrity checks against the training lineage. For OWASP LLM Top 10 compliance, specifically LLM 05, supply chain vulnerabilities, maintain a software bill of materials, SBOM, for each model. This should include training framework versions, base model sources, fine-tuning datasets, and all dependencies. Tools like SYFD can generate SPOMs that include Python packages and container layers. Finally, implement immutable storage. Once a model version is registered, it should never be modified, only deprecated and replaced. Object lock features in S3 or equivalent storage provide technical enforcement of this policy. Here's my take on this. Treat your model registry like a pharmaceutical supply chain. Every artifact signed, every access logged, every deployment verified. One poison model can compromise thousands of decisions. Section: Inference Endpoint Protection and Runtime Verification. Inference endpoints are your attack surface to the world. They face adversarial inputs, prompt injection attempts, and extraction attacks daily. Zero trust at the inference layer means continuous verification of both requests and responses. Input validation is your first line of defense, but for ML systems, this goes beyond traditional sanitization. Implement statistical anomaly detection on inputs. Embeddings that deviate significantly from training distribution, unusual token sequences, or input patterns that match known adversarial examples. Deploy inference gateways that enforce zero trust policies. A modern architecture looks like this. Code example shown in the article. Each component performs specific security functions. The auth service verifies JWT tokens and enforces scope limitations. The input validator checks for prompt injection patterns, critical for L, LLMs per OWASP LLM-01, adversarial perturbations, and policy violations. The output filter prevents data leakage, PII exposure, and harmful content. For LLM deployments specifically, implement guardrails like NVIDIA NeMo guardrails or Guardrails AI. These systems intercept requests and responses, applying security policies defined in natural language. Code example shown in the article Runtime Attestation adds another layer. Using confidential computing, AMD SEV, Intel TDX, or AWS Nitro enclaves, you can prove that inference runs in a verified environment with known good model weights. This prevents insider threats where attackers deploy modified models outside your registry. Finally, implement continuous monitoring. Every inference request should be logged with sufficient detail for security analysis, not the full inputs/outputs, privacy concerns, but metadata, anomaly scores, and policy decisions. Feed this into your SIEM for real-time threat detection. Here's my take on this. Inference endpoints are the front door to your AI. Every request is potentially adversarial, every response potentially leaking secrets. Trust nothing, verify everything, log religiously. Section: Continuous Verification and Adaptive Trust Scoring. Zero trust isn't a one-time implementation, it's a continuous process. For AI/ML systems, this means constantly re-evaluating trust based on observed behavior, not just initial authentication. Implement adaptive trust scoring for all pipeline components. A training job that suddenly requests access to unrelated datasets, an inference endpoint receiving traffic from unusual geographies, or a model registry client making bulk downloads, all should trigger trust score degradation and additional verification. Build this using a combination of behavioral analytics and policy engines. Here's a conceptual OPA policy for adaptive access. Code example shown in the article, for model integrity, implement continuous validation. Don't just verify models at deployment. Continuously sample inference outputs and compare against expected behavior. Model drift detection tools like Evidently AI or Fiddler can be repurposed for security. Unexpected distribution shifts in outputs may indicate model tampering. Integrate with NIST AIRMF's measure function by establishing quantitative metrics for trustworthiness. Track model signature verification rates, anomaly detection hits, policy violation attempts, and time to detection for injected faults. These metrics inform your security posture and justify continued investment. The final piece is automated response. When trust degrades below thresholds, systems should automatically increase verification requirements, step up authentication, reduce access scope, least privilege enforcement, isolate suspicious components, quarantine, and alert security operations with full context. This creates a self-healing security architecture that responds to threats faster than human analysts can react. Here's my take on this. Static trust is dead trust. Your AI systems should continuously evaluate every component's behavior and adapt permissions in real time. If something smells wrong, restrict first, investigate second. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Every component in your AI/ML pipeline needs cryptographic identity. Training jobs, models, and inference services are all security principles requiring authentication and authorization. Takeaway 2. Microsegmentation of training pipelines limits blast radius by isolating each stage with explicit network policies and MTLS enforcement. Takeaway 3. Model registries require defense in depth, signing with cosign, immutable storage, SBOM generation, and strict access controls prevent supply chain attacks. Takeaway 4. Inference endpoints need multi-layer protection, including input validation, guardrails, output filtering, and runtime attestation using confidential computing. Takeaway 5. Static trust fails in dynamic ML systems. Implement adaptive trust scoring that continuously evaluates behavior and automatically adjusts permissions. That's zero trust for AI infrastructure in a nutshell. Identity for everything. Microsegment religiously, sign your models, guard your inference endpoints, and never stop verifying. This isn't optional anymore. It's how you survive in production. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ. at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.